The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, text number 46, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 26, 1974, in Mayapur, India.
King Yudhishthira, who was very much aggrieved, could not be convinced, despite instructions by great sages headed by Vyasa and the Lord Krishna himself, the performer of superhuman feats, and despite all historical evidence.
Vyasadvaidishwari yaha gai krishnena adbhutakarmana prabodhita api itihasai na abuddhata sucharpita. After the battle of Kurukshetra, when everything was settled, Maharaj Yudhishthira, who is well known as Dharmaraj, very pious king, he was very much aggrieved. It is said that 64 crores of men were dead within 18 days in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So, Maharaj Yudhishthira, being very much pious, he did not like the idea of so many persons being killed simply for the sake of enthroning him on the throne of the kingdom. He was very much aggrieved that for me, so many men have died, how much sinful I have become, although I am going to be the king. But he had no cause to become angry. Even great learned sages like Vyas, therefore it is said, Vyasadvai. Not only Vyas, Vyasadvai Ishvara. And Krishna was there, he is Ishvara, Ishvara Para, not only ordinary Ishvara, but the supreme Ishvara. Ishvara means controller. So, there are many different types of controller. But the supreme controller is Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. So, he also tried to convince Maharaj Yudhishthira that it was duty for a Kshatriya in dutiful war, Dharmajuddha, therefore the battlefield of Kurukshetra is called Dharmakshetra. Although there was fighting, but the fighting arena was not ordinary land. It is Dharmakshetra. Because the fighting was being performed under the superintendence of Krishna. Dharmasetu, the leader of all religiosity. Under his superintendence, under his care, the fighting was going on. Therefore, this fighting was not ordinary fighting. People cannot understand that how fighting can be religious principle. Yes, that fighting can be also religious principle, but not the present fighting. Present fighting, the politicians, out of their whims, they declare war. That is not religious fighting. That is abominable. That is to serve their political ends. When the politicians cannot control the mass of people being dissatisfied, they make a click to declare some war so that all their attention may be diverted. This is politics. But the battle of Kurukshetra was not that type of battle. One should be aware of the battle of Kurukshetra very nicely. It was Dharmajuddha. Dharmakshetri Kurukshetri Samabhita Jidushava. Why they settled up that the fighting should take place in the Dharmakshetra. They are to fight Jidushava. It was settled they will fight. But why they selected the Dharmakshetra? This is Vedic system. Even up to date, in villages, not in the cities. In the cities, as soon as there is some misunderstanding between you and me, we go to the court, either criminal court or civil court, to settle up. And it takes years to settle up the business. It goes on. I have seen for generation, one generation past another generation, the fighting is going on in the court. But if people are Krishna conscious, it could be settled within few minutes. Still among the villagers, the system is current in India. When there is some fighting, they go to a saintly person or in a temple to settle up. Just like when Sanatana Goswami was there in Vrindavan, so in that area, whenever there was some fighting between two parties, they would come to Sanatana Goswami. Baba, aap isko faisla kar diye. Baba means saintly person. So they would come to Sanatana Goswami and they would ask him to become mediator, arbitrator, to settle. And whatever verdict or judgment he will give, they will accept. The Baba has said, that's all right. Therefore, Srinivas Acharya has prayed the Goswamis, dhira dhira, krishnat kirtana gana nartana paro dhira dhira priyo. Dhira dhira priyo. There are two kinds of men. One is dhira, very learned, sober, everything in knowledge, wise, they are called dhira. Therefore, Krishna says, dhirastatta namayati, dehinasmin yatha dehi, kaumara jovanangajara, tatha dehantara prapti, dhirastatta namayati. He has specifically mentioned the word dhira. Dhira means the sober, learned, generally we call in English language gentleman. Gentleman means he must be sober, learned and thoughtful. That is gentleman. But nowadays gentleman is defined simply by dress. Dhira and adhira. So there are two classes of men. And the Goswamis were very dear to both classes of men. Dhira, dhira. That is the sign of saintly person, samachitya. Samachitya. They have no enemy. Ajata Shatrava. Even the Adhira, the sentient person considers as friend, and even a Dhira, he considers friend. Pandita Samadarshan, this is the Dhira. So, these saintly persons were also advising Vyasadeva and Vyasadeva, not only Vyasadeva, there are other very big saintly persons. The monarchy, as it is conceived in the Vedic civilization, that is not this monarchy. Just like we have got experience in the history, a monarch means get money and spend it for wine and women. Not that kind of monarchy. Monarchy means the king, the ideal monarchy, Maharaj Yudhishthir, Maharaj Parikshit. They were very much advanced in spiritual knowledge, in administrative knowledge, in economic development, everything perfectly they were educated. And they were being guided by saintly persons like Vyasadeva. Maharaj Ramchandra was being guided by Vasishtha. So, the king were guided by a committee of saintly persons, big learned saintly persons, Brahmins. They would give advice to the king. He is already learned. There was a case, Bena Maharaj, the father of Prithu Maharaj. He was very much upstart. Therefore, the committee of the learned Brahmins and saintly person killed him because he was not hearing to the committee of the saintly person, Brahmins. He was killed, and his son, Maharaj Prithu, was enthroned. There are many cases. If the king was an upstart, the Brahmins, they are so powerful, they did not require any weapon. Simply by their words they will kill. So, this monarchy is different. People now, they have taken to democracy. Democracy is also mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that in the Kali Yuga there will be no more monarchy, or the kingdom ruled by the Kshatriyas. But amongst the people will be tricky, somehow or other, get the votes of the people, he will be seated on the throne. That is stated. Somehow or other. So therefore, people are in trouble. Because so many rascals, they somehow or other manage to get some vote and become the president and minister and so what they know. They do not know how to govern, how to bring peace in the country. But this monarchy, Maharaj Yudhishthir, just see, because for the sake of his personal interest, so many people have been killed, he was sorry. Just see. Not that somehow or other he divide India, let me become Prime Minister, that's all. We have got political information that in India, when it was, the proposal was for partition, Gandhi was completely against this partition. He said, better I will have no independence, still I shall not allow the country to be divided. He was stubborn on this point. But he was absent, and in the meantime, the big Prime Minister signed it, agreed, partition. Because he wanted to be Prime Minister, anyway, somewhere else. Let the country go to hell. This is politics going on. Lord, Yudhishthira Maharaj is not like that. Let somehow or other, let me become king. Let so many people were killed, never mind. No, he was so sorry. So sorry that he could not be solaced even by the instruction of Krishna and saintly person like Vyasa. He was so sorry. Of course he accepted, but personally he was so very, very sorry that so many people have been killed for me. But what could be done? It was Krishna's desire. Krishna comes. Paritrana sadhuna vinashayacha duskritam. His true business. So he wanted to establish the kingdom of his representative. He wanted that Maharaj Yudhishthira is right representative. He should be enthroned on the kingdom of whole world. Formerly, Bharatvarsha meant this whole planet, not this small tract of land, now it is called India. But the Bharatvarsha means the whole planet, this planet. There was one flag, up to Maharaj Parikshit, there was one flag, not like at present, there are hundreds and thousands of flags. You Americans, you know, in New York, when you pass through that United Nations building, we see so many flags are there. They are united, but everywhere the flag is increasing, disunited. Not like that. Actually, by monarchy, the pious king, there was unity all over the world. All over the world. And in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, it was a family fight. So all the kings of different parts of the world, they joined this side or that side. That is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. So, but still Maharaj Yudhishthira did not like that so many people would be killed for the sake of enthroning him. But Krishna desired. Krishna wanted the Duryodhana, they were demon-like, simply making politics and diplomacy. Their only business was Dhritarashtra along with his sons. They are simply making diplomacy, how to kill the Pandavas and catch over the kingdom. That was their policy. So, the political head, executive head, of course he should be intelligent to understand diplomacy and politics, but his only business is to see how people in general are in happiness. That is his business. Nowadays, political parties, they are simply engaged how to keep up their position. All the political parties, I have seen personally. Simply they are making plan how to keep their position in the government so they may not be dethroned, other party may not come. The whole time is wasted. When they will think of, no, the people are suffering for want of food, their people are suffering for unnecessary increase of price, although things are available in the black market, how to manage this? That is the duty of the government first. But nobody is caring. Hundreds and thousands of people are starving, unemployment, but they are getting their fat salary and they are satisfied. Bring income tax and divide amongst themselves, that's all. So Maharaj Yudhishthira was not that type of king. Therefore, he is known as Dharmaraj Yudhishthira. Most pious king. So, he was not sorry, and Prabodhito Api. He was trying to pacify Maharaj Yudhishthira, don't be sorry. It is done for the sake of good cause, for establishing Dharma Samasthapanathaya. So don't be sorry, but still he could not be pacified. Sucharpita. Sucharpita, sucha means distress. He was so much distress within his mind that he could not be satisfied.